And soon after the earthquake shook Pakistan, American doctors with ties to the region organized their own direct relief effort. They set up an emergency medical facility in the Himalayas. It's still there, and doctors treat some 300 patients a day. Dr. Atif Malik helped organize the effort called Operation Heartbeat. He arrived in Pakistan 1 week after the quake. I asked him what his first day there was like.
When we first arrived, it was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sun was starting to set. And there were about a couple of hundred people who were surrounding our helicopter, and they were, inquiring what we had for them. And we, a little bit fearful, we had heard reports of hospitals and relief workers getting mobbed, but we explained to them that we were physicians and we were there to help them. About 4 hours into setting up our camp, patients started to arrive. It was pretty dark, but people somehow found out that we were there to provide medical care, and they started bringing in the injured. That went on until about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then early in the morning we had another wave of patients starting to come. The first day we must have seen about 600-700 people. It was the busiest day that we were there.
How many people did you treat?
We probably treated well over 2,000 patients in the week that we were there.
2,000 patients in just 1 week?
Correct. We saw quite a number of things. We saw lots of gangrene, amputated limbs, compound fractures, crushing injuries, lacerations, dehydration, shock, tetanus infection, head injuries, post-traumatic syndrome. In particular, I saw three cases of tetanus where the patients had developed lockjaw, and this was something that I had only read about in medical text. These people could not be helped by a tetanus vaccine and needed immunoglobulin, which we did not have.
So what happened to them?
Well, we did what we did with most people, vaccinated them, started on IV antibiotics and IV fluids, and transferred them to Islamabad, to the major hospital, hoping that they would get the remainder of their care there.
Hoping, but not knowing.
But not knowing, correct.
Early on, there were reports of a lot of patients needing amputations. Did you see that?
Yes, there continue to be a lot of patients who need amputations. I talked to one of the physicians that is manning our hospital at the present time, and she's still seeing about 300 patients a day, and a lot of these are very serious, crushing injuries. See, the problem is that a lot of these houses are quite far apart, and so it's very difficult for them to come down. Additionally, there's a lot of the adults in the family are, dead, and so nobody can care for the remainder of the family, and so it's very difficult for them to be transported down. They're unwilling to leave their land.
The current death toll is around 73,000. That's what the Pakistani government is estimating. Do you think that that's accurate?
Well, it's probably accurate for the ground person who's taking the toll, taking the data collection there in Islamabad. But I know that there's over 100,000 people that are still missing. So if you take into account those folks as well as the ones that have died, it's probably several hundred thousand people that have died. And there's over, 80, 90,000 people that are severely injured. They're not even counting the minor injuries right now in Islamabad. And the other aspect of this is that it's very difficult to make an assessment. For instance, with the tsunami, you're dealing with flat terrain. It's very, it's a lot easier to just, drive around and collect the data. With the Himalayas, it's very difficult to kind of make an assessment.
And what is your opinion on the worldwide response to this disaster, the relief effort?
Actually, I'm pretty shocked. For the tsunami, there were 4,000 helicopters donated to help during that disaster. And in Pakistan, there's only about 70 helicopters. 80% of the aid that was pledged for the tsunami, which is $4.1 billion, was given within 2 weeks. Pakistan so far has only received about 12% of the aid, and as 2 weeks post the earthquake, there's only been about 17 million that have been donated.
Dr. Atif Malik, he's a doctor who just returned from Pakistan, helped organize Operation Heartbeat, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.